This interview is with Dr. Birgit Pushner, Associate Professor of Clinical Veterinary Toxicology at the University of California, Davis. Her topic at the National Institute for Animal Agriculture Symposium was the importance of veterinary toxicology for animal agriculture and the food supply.
The role that veterinary toxicology has played in case investigations that were identified as exposures to toxicants to animals, as well as resulting in contaminants off the food supply. And I'm hoping that these case studies can shed some light on an area of food safety that has been pushed to the wayside a little bit because a lot of emphasis has been put on biological agents rather than chemical agents playing a role in contamination of feed and ultimately food.
Is this something that the producers can play a more active role then in being able to prevent contamination of the food supply?
Yeah, I believe producers as well as veterinarians play an important role so that we can detect contaminants as quickly as possible and obviously then control an outbreak and also investigate whether this compound actually does transfer into any food from an animal. Also probably increase some of the general surveillance programs in the country for certain contaminants.
Could you give me a specific example of what you're talking about?
The dioxin outbreak that occurred in Belgium in 1999 and how a very small contamination with a chemical compound resulted in a major economic disaster and also public health concern. And use that as an example to emphasize that we as veterinary toxicology laboratories have a responsibility to provide information about the safety of feeds. And then I will couple cases that I have had in the past 9 years here in the laboratory. For instance, a pesticide contamination that affected dairy cattle, oleander poisoning in dairy cattle, mushroom poisoning, and botulism.
Do you think this is a situation where you could see the animal agriculture producers working more closely with their veterinarians in detecting situations like this?
Yeah, I believe so. I think that veterinarians often are the first responders in those outbreaks, and they rely on the producers contacting them. So I think there has to be a very close working relationship between those two, and then veterinarians obviously need to know where to go from there if they suspect a contaminant or a chemical or a toxicant affecting the animals so that they can get help on diagnostic testing and also then from the regulatory agencies on how to handle an outbreak like that.
Are there areas where there needs to be more research in the area of veterinary toxicology?
There is definitely some need in looking at certain toxicants that we see frequently and whether they, for instance, transfer into milk and meat. There is often not a lot of information once we identify a toxicant and try to go to the literature. We often don't find any information about accumulation or clearance of a compound of a toxicant. And so I think there is a need, and obviously there's a big need with regards to botulism testing. There is a very limited availability for testing, and the sensitivity of the assay does not seem to be appropriate when we deal with a botulism outbreak in cattle, for instance.
Do you see a need for more education on a variety of toxicology issues that just might not be things that come up that often?
I think we can definitely do better and do more continuing education on the producer and veterinary level with regards to toxicants, yeah. But I think veterinary training includes pretty good toxicology training throughout vet school. But then these cases may not be very frequent, like you said. But when they occur, they're usually a major disaster. And at that point, it may be too late to really catch up on everything. So I think we can prepare producers and veterinarians better to know how to handle those major disasters when they come their way.
What would be the best way you think that that could be done to prepare both producers and veterinarians for these kinds of issues?
I think that we here in our laboratory, Dr. Poppingay and myself, the two toxicologists, we have been very outgoing and have provided plenty of continuing education talks to the agency like the California Department of Food and Ag, the feed inspectors. We have contributed to certain workshops on field investigators, what should be collected. And we also have provided a lot of presentations to equine people, as well as like the llama and alpaca groups, as well as the dairy producers in the state. So we're trying to really work on a state level. I think if every state makes an effort using their available veterinary toxicologists and increase the continuing education programs, I think that will probably help a lot.
And what about an organization like NIAA? Can they play a role as well?
Oh, I definitely think so. I think that would be a great avenue to get a lot of people on board. Another big organization we have been involved in, for instance, is the Alfalfa, National Alfalfa Association, which also reaches a lot of producers, and we have been present at every annual meeting there, and that has resulted in increasing collaborations with certain producers in the alfalfa field. So I think NIAA has a huge audience, and bringing veterinary toxicology on the table, I think, will definitely increase the visibility of that field.
That's Dr. Birgit Pushner, Associate Professor of Clinical Veterinary Toxicology at the University of California, Davis. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.